Bibliology question number 5. Many Christians today speak of continuing revelation. Relate this concept to inspiration and sufficiency of the scriptures. Relate this concept to the issue of miracles, prophecy, and tongues. My response, difficult to put into 1.5 pages. As previously established, God's word is literally breathed out by the Holy Spirit. It would be impossible for him to go against his perfect nature by being incomplete in what he needed to communicate. Certainly, he hasn't revealed everything about himself to us. His ways are unfathomable and infinite. Psalm 139, verse 6. In many ways, he is still a mystery to us, but he has graciously revealed to us that which he intended to reveal. Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. Because he is perfect, his choice in how much he has revealed about himself is completely sufficient. Quote, "The sufficiency of Scripture reminds us that we are to add nothing to Scripture." End quote. Since Christ's earthly ministry, we no longer have need for prophetic messages because Jesus is the Son of God who speaks words of life. John 5, verse 24. When Jesus asked the apostles if they wanted to, quote, "go away," end quote, Peter said, quote, "Lord, to whom shall we go?" End quote. They didn't seek extra information from or about God elsewhere. They knew to stay with him and his word. There was no other alternative. Angels and voices from God no longer appear because we have his sufficient word collected for us in the Bible. If we claim to receive personal revelation from God, it must be either for our own personal benefit, which is prideful, or for the whole church's benefit. And if something is needed to be communicated to the whole church from you or me, then the statement being made is that the canon of God's word is incomplete until we speak. Statements like these should concern us because from the beginning of the Bible to the end, we see God sternly warning and commanding people not to add anything to his word. Deuteronomy 4, verse 2, Deuteronomy 12, verse 32, Proverbs 30, verses 5 through 6, and Revelation 22, verses 18 through 19. Today's Christian mysticism has caused some confusion regarding extra-biblical communication with God. Our English Bibles often translate the Greek word for languages as, quote, "tongues," end quote, and the Greek word for dialect as, quote, "languages," end quote. In Acts 2, verse 4, people were filled with the Holy Spirit and then began to speak with other, quote, "glossa," end quote, a.k.a. languages. Verse 6 says people from all over the world were, quote, "bewildered," end quote, because they could hear everyone else in their own, quote, "dialectos," end quote, a.k.a. dialect. It's important to note that they were first filled with the Holy Spirit, and then he miraculously made this happen. Today, people believe that if they babble, what they call tongues, they will receive greater communication with God. God has told us that, quote, "if there are tongues," meaning languages, "they will cease," end quote, 1 Corinthians 13, 8. And they have. Nowhere after Corinthians do we read about this topic because God does not have current need for us to hear each other in our own languages. Today's charismatic view of tongues adds no extra revelation from God. Teaching God's truth has not ceased. We are told to make disciples. But prophesying of the future has ceased because God already revealed all he needs to. God still causes miracles to happen, but not because of our physical act upon them. Indeed, we are involved in the prayer for people who need help, and God may choose to miraculously change circumstances. However, some still hold to the view that was temporarily given to the apostles of healings and miracles. These were done at a specific time, the early apostolic church, for a specific reason, to show the power of Christ. It is no longer a gift given to believers. Otherwise, Paul would have healed his friends throughout his missionary journeys. Cross-reference Epaphroditus in Philippians 2, verse 27, Timothy in 1 Timothy 5, 23, and Trophimus in 2 Timothy 4, verse 20. Much more could be said, but what's most important in our counseling and our personal walks with the Lord is to truly lay hold of his infallible, sufficient word, so that we would not look to a fallible source of information for comfort, hope, peace, or joy.